Shir Chafei in Taruvas, Yerodea continued, Tezvav Sivan Hetav Shin and Gimel, May 27, 1983, on Friday continued.
So then, not only that it's that the bosom is also bachile, but the here for heter the bosom is nepachli isel. And if you eat the kazalis of that bosom, you'll be chayiv mautes and kores, as if you eat chile. So that's only in the case of the primary time of chile. Because, but in the case of nesim tam, that there Abnetam wouldn't say that heter is nepachulisa. Now, because we have two psukim, the daloch of tam ki ikir in respect to it, primary tam of isir, is deduced from the parashe of Nozir, in Osei, last week's Sedra. מיין ושייך יזיע חמץ יין וחמץ שייך וישת וכל משחס הנובים וישת והנובים לחם ויבשים לא יהיה. So that's the primary time, משחס הנובים, that's the primary time, the primary time. In other words, you take grapes and you soak them in water, and the water absorbs the juice and the tam of grapes. So here is the primary time. So here the Torah says, "Cholmiches anovim liyishte." So that means that the water is converted into grapes, openly, into wine. So yischay malkes, mashenkei, neisin tam ba neisin tam viyisure is not deduced from this pasuk. This can be deduced from the parasha of Gilui Midyan. There is no love in the parasha of Gilui Midyan. It's only an isarese. So, in respect to Nesin Tam, Ba Nesin Tam, the Isure, it's also with Raise. But not that the boso that is cooked in the same pot in which, let's say, 8 hours before, or let's say 23 hours before, was cooked chile, that boso becomes converted into a chetz of chile. Meir Hateise. So even according to Rav Netam, who says Ligavitam ki ikia, that is hetane baruiser, so it's only in regard to the primary tam, but not in regard to a derivative tam, to a nisim tam ba nisim tam diso. But anyway, so the shach says such. So, but there is the posik of Gilui Midyan, and in the posik of Gilui Midyan, So there, in the posik of Gilui Midyan, so the Torah says that if you cook, let's say, applesauce in a pot within 24 hours, in a pot in which, let's say, 23 hours before, so chile was cooked, so the applesauce is osir. Why? Because when you cooked chile in the pot, so the chile gave it time of chile in the pot, minute particles of chile were nibra in the pot. Then, when 23 hours later you cook applesauce in the same pot, so then the pot, the deepen akli, gives it tam in the applesauce, so it's a derivative tam, and still it's also bachile. So memele, so over there is the first derivative tam of Israel. But since the Torah asked the first derivative, so the second derivative tam of Israel, the third derivative, the tenth derivative, the hundredth derivative tam of Israel, even the thousandth derivative tam of Israel is still awesome. So that's the reason as to why the Sefer HaTorah says, if you cooked chilev at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and then at 1 p.m. you boiled water, so, and then at 7 a.m. Monday, 18 hours as of the boiling of water, 25 hours as of the cooking of chayim. So the Sivatrum says the apple sauce is also Achille. So the Besiosef explains the Sivatrum on the basis of Tichanasis and Vele. But the Shach explains it not on the basis of Tichanasis and Vele. The Shach explains it on the basis of the Aloche, that Mason Tam, Balmason Tam, in Sura is also there. So not only we have the Xerosakosov of Gil Median. All like that, Xerosakosov applies to the first derivative Tam of Israel. The second, the first Mason Tam, Balmason Tam. Now here we have not the first, but we have the second, the third derivative. What happened here? So let's say, at 6 o'clock, so the Chiva gave Tam the different idea. They think in town, so that's the first time. Then at 1 p.m., so the Gdeira gave the town, the Dikna Gdeira gave the town, the Gdeira gave the town in the water. So the water represents the first derivative of Isura, the first derivative. The first Nisintamba Nisintam, and the first derivative of Chet, which is Isurabah. Then at one, and then what happens? So the water represents the first derivative of Chet. Then the leaf like there is Bulea water, so that's the second derivative. And then in the morning at 7 a.m., when he cooks applesauce, so the Gdeira again, is pellet. So minute particles are niflat from the Gdeira into the applesauce. So the applesauce will be the third derivative. But since the Torah in the Parsha of Gilui Midian assert the first derivative time of Isser, so it doesn't make any difference the first derivative time of Isser, or the second derivative, or the third derivative time of Isser, even 100 Nesim Tam by Nesim Tam will still be awesome. Now, so this is the Shite, this is how the Shach explains this, the Sefer Atoms. Bashein came in the case. Machine came in the case where at 6 a.m. in the morning on Sunday he cooked bosa, and then at 1 p.m. on Sunday he boiled water. So then his bosa is there. So what happened at 6 a.m. on Sunday? It was the Leah Heta. Then when he boils water at 1 p.m., so it's in Eisen Tam. Is muter. So then when he cooks applesauce Monday morning at 7 a.m., so it's in Nisintam de Tere. Why should it be also? But if he cooked chile 6 a.m. Sunday, and then he boiled water 1 p.m. Sunday water, and then Monday morning 7 a.m. he cooked applesauce. So then the chilev gave it time in the gdeire, then the gdeire in the water, that's the second time, and then the water in the gdeire again, so it's the third time, and then the gdeire in the applesauce, so it's the fourth place in time, Isure. So by default, even if it will be the 100th nation town, the 1,000th nation town of Isure, it will still be awesome. This is how the Shach explains the Shit of Sivrata. So the Rashba says, when we say this Tam Damuter, only there is Rosh. And this is in consonance with what Reb Chaim says, that actually there should be Bitul Rosh. There should be Bitul Rosh. But there is a new Yisr of Tam Ki Iker, of Mishras Anovim Lo Yishteh. So there is a new Isa. The new Isa of Tam Ki Ikea precludes people. Some mainly if it precludes people, some people is not hard. So that's only Shayach if there is rob. Mashenken, if there isn't even rob. If let's say there is a tarubes of one kazayis of Eter with one kazayis of Isa. So there couldn't even be Bitul Berov. So then how is the Shayach to say Nesim Tamud Gamiz Mutar? If there is a tarubes of one kazayis of Isa with two kazayisim of Eter, so there should be Bitul Berov. Except there is a loche of Tam Kika. So Tam Kika precludes Bitul Berov. So when does Tam Kikea apply? Only when it's Nesim Tam Nishvach. But if it's Nesim Tam Gam, so then the loche of Tam Kika does not take effect. But suppose you cook one kazayis of Isa together with one kazayis of Eter, there is no bitul berov. So even though it's nesi tam l'gam, it reduces the enjoyability of the tam. But so the new Isa of tam kika doesn't take effect. But without the new Isa of tam kika, there is no bitul because there isn't bitul berov. This is what Rashba says. Yiral Nidod, Amru Mizman Nesim Tam Udam Muta, that is the Rebbe Yitra Lisa. Amru Mizman Shayet, Ad Kiser, in the Muta Rashi Nidim Ligam, she called Shina Yitra Rovolo, Kilo in the Beine, Vuiti Rossi Teiro, Achi Yiri Ol Vigea. True, so, Eno Chaname, even we got a Nisa Ben, not a Rubes, but if it's Mamish in Ol Vigea, if it's not edible, if it is so putrid that it could not be eaten, So it's not a question of more enjoyable, less enjoyable. It's not edible. So then it is muter even in the Vema Mamesh, even on the Dovoris Aben. But we are talking of Nisim Tam Lugam where it is still edible. But it is not as enjoyable as it was before the Tarubes. So then we only apply this concept to a case where there is Rob Neheter. But if there is no Rob Neheter, then it can only become Muter if it's Mamish Nisrach, if it's actually putrid, and it's not edible altogether. Means Gatesha. It's not all Achila Soda. The Bais Yosef in Siman Tzadik Daled mentions the Shita of the Smak, Sita Mitzvot. He is Chelik al Sefer HaTrumah. The Sefer HaTrumah says that by Shor Isur, not by Kibos HaBecholo, but by Or Isur, if you cook Chelik at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and then at 1 p.m. you build water, and then at 7 a.m. Monday morning you cook the apple sauce. So then the applesauce is also. So the Bais Yosef explains it on the basis of the concept of the Tikkun Asin Reil. But according to Rav Nefraim, so the applesauce will be muta. And the Bais Yosef, the Mechaber, the Simen Kuf Chol Beis, in Dalet, Paskus, the Feiresh, that the applesauce is muta. The Shach says that the Sefer HaTrumah is not based upon the concept, the premise of the Tikkun Asin Reil. That the Sefer HaTrumah could agree with Rabbi Ephraim that we don't apply the concept of Tikkun Asin Reil to Shor Isur. But here it's Osea, the Apostles is Osea, because we have Gzeiras HaKosher of Gilui Midyon, wherein the Torah implies that not only the primary Tam Isa is Osea, but even the secondary Tam. So Memele, the tertiary Tam, and the fourth Tam of Isa, and the hundredth Tam of Isa, and the thousandth Tam of Isa is also Osea. This is how the Shach explains the Sefer HaTrumah. The Smak is Chelui, and the Smak happens to hold explicitly, to say explicitly, that Tikkun Asin Reil applies to Isur. Still, here is Chelik on the Sefer HaTrumah, and he says that if at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday somebody cooked chilev in the pot and at 1 p.m. he boiled water at the same time. And then at 7 a.m. Monday morning, 25 hours later after the cooking of the chilek, 18 hours after the cooking, the boiling of water. So he cooked applesauce. The applesauce is mutabachile. Even though the smart himself has the shite that chtichanas is nevele applies to only soon. So the question arises, Monipshech, you smart, you hold that chtichanas is nevele applies to only soon. So why do you say that the applesauce that is cooked at 7 a.m. Monday morning is mutabachile? So he says the whole aloche chtichanas is nevele by shomi suri, which is only midrabono. So it's because of the cholo. So that's only the rabbonim b'kalloch that tichanas is nevele by shor isurim. So the chachomim yoron misakim a halacha of tichanas is nevele that we have to be mishaya b'kulei, not that it's mamish latchem. The whole the halacha of tichanas is nevele only implies that, let's say, suppose you cook a chtichas bosa that has a size of 9 zeis, it has a volume of 9 zeis. So you cooked it in the same pot with the kazayis of chayla, zayis of chayla, in one pot, in pot number one. So maybe we have to assume the maximum, even though in any specific situation the maximum doesn't happen. But since we don't know how much was absorbed, so we have to assume the maximum. So we say, perhaps the whole kazayis of chilev was niflat from the chilev and was absorbed by the chtichas bosal. So the chtichas bosal originally, without absorbing the kazayis of chilev, had a size of 9 zeis. Now that we have to assume the maximum that it was beleya the whole kazayis of chilev. So what is the size of the chtichas bosal? At most 10 zeis. So according, now suppose you take this chtichas bosa that possibly has a size of 10 zeis at most, and you put it in pot number two, and you cook it you cook it together with other chtichas bosa. So according to Rabbi Ephraim, the chtichas bosa in pot number two, if they have a 60 measures of heta, 60 zeisim of heta, so then it will be muta, because we don't require 60 times the whole chtichas bosa, because we don't say chtichas nevele by shoso. According to the Rishonim u'achilika Rabbi Ephraim, so in order that the heta in part number two should be muta, so you must have 60 times 10 zeisim. Not 60 zeisim of heter in part number two, but 600 zeisim of heter in part number two. So that's the scope of the aloche de rabbonon that chtichanas nevele, that we have to be mishaya bechulei neged the whole chtiche, not just neged the kazayim sisa that is bolua in the chtiche of heter. But it doesn't mean that we consider the whole chtichas bosa of 10 zeisim as a chticha of chayim. This is what this max is. Now the question arises, so obviously even the shach will have to concede in respect to the smak shite. That nesim tam ba nesim tam ba nesim tam ba nesim tam the yisure is not osa bishleine in regard to the sifra atume shite. So the shach says the sifra atume is not based upon the concept of tichanas nevele, but the sifra atume is based upon the concept that nesim tam ba nesim tam the yisure is osa midraise that we have a yalfuse from gulim idyon. So even though the posik in Gulim Idyon has reference to the first derivative time, the first derivative time of Yisra, and here we have a case not of the first derivative time of Yisra, but the third derivative time of Yisra. In other words, the chilev gave time in the pot, in the difnagdera gave time in the water again in the pot, and then again the difnagdera in the applesauce. So it's the third Devil Tiftam, but it doesn't make any difference, the Shach says. The first Devil Tiftam, or the second Devil Tiftam, the third Devil Tiftam, the hundred Devil Tiftam, the thousand Devil Tiftam of Isa, Nisintam, the Nisintam, the Surah is always Asa, without a limit, without a limit, even the thousand Devil Tiftam of Isa is Asa Midraise, and the base of the Sakos of Dolomita. So, but the Shach could not say it. Could not say it in respect to this Makshik. And then the Bes Yosef himself, the Bes Yosef says that even the Sefer HaTrumah Shite is based upon the concept of Tichon HaSivera. But according to Rishonim, like Rabbeinu Ephraim, who do not apply the concept of Tichon HaSivera to Shor Yisurim, then the apple sauce would be Muter. But why shouldn't it be Osea? It's Nesin Tam, but Nesin Tam is Yisurim. So the Tumi Godim says, we see from there that according to Bes Yosef, and according to the Smag, even according to the Shach, so according to Bes Yosef, and according to the Smag, so Nesin Tam ba Nesin Tam the Isure only implies that the first derivative Tam, the first Nesin Tam ba Nesin Tam the Isure is Rasa. That's the exercise of the media, because when you cook, let's say in the morning, Chaylev in the pot, and then an hour later, you cook applesauce in the pot. So you have just Nisim Tam, the first Nisim Tam, the first derivative Tam of Isa. In other words, the Chaylev gave a Tam in the pot, and the pot gives a Tam in the applesauce. So the Zerzakos formula implies that the first Nisim Tam, Nisim Tam, the Isurei Vasa, not that the second Nisim Tam, Nisim Tam is Vasa, not that the third Nisim Tam, Nisim Tam is Vasa. Now in the case where at 6 o'clock in the morning you cook chileb, and at 1 p.m. you boil water, and then at 7 a.m. Monday morning you cook applesauce, so it's not the first derivative Tam, it's the third derivative Tam, the applesauce that you cook and Monday morning at 7 a.m. represents the third derivative. Because the first derivative Tam of Iser, of Chilev, was the water that you boiled at 1 p.m. Sunday, then that water was Nitwa in the day, right? So that was the second derivative. Then on Monday morning, so it's Nitwa from the day, right? And it's absorbed by the applesauce. So it's the third derivative. All that the Zasakosov of the Rumidian implies is that the first Nisim Tam, by Nisim Tam is Osa, not that the second Nisim Tam, by Nisim Tam is Osa, or the third Nisim Tam, by Nisim Tam is Osa. So the only reason as to why it is Osa is because of the concept of Tichon HaSivera. So the Smak says that the concept of Tichon HaSivera does not imply that the water that has the Tam Chilev is Mamish Chilev. It only implies that we have to be Mishaya Bechule. We require Shishin, not neged the Kazayis of Isa that is Beluah and Dechtiche, but we require Shishin neged all the 10 Zaysin of Dechtiche. Now, one second please, I have to go over this. Kol dovo she Tami Pogum, in the Isa Tavu Vasek, but the way Tami Pogum, מחמס עצמי שבפני עצמי הוא מוטם ומשובך אלו שפיקים תרובוסי מוטם. Now this is a very important comment. מי הוא דבורים עכשווים כדרו אוי קלי ציפו אם אינם גומים בעצמו אף על פי שפיק ממטב שיר אינם פטרים אפילו בעלו. You remember when you learned סימן not long ago, about a week ago, when you learned the simen about Beryl, simen kuf. So I mentioned that all the peskim achrim, so they were commented by the phenomenon of that vegetables are destined to have some insects. So that problem is not so acute today as it was acute, let's say, in the European towns 100 years ago, or 200 years ago, or 300 years ago. Because today, fortunately, so by government regulation, so it is sprayed against insects. So the insects are not so prevalent, except if you get a crop, let's say, from Italy, let's say lettuce from Italy, so there you have many more insects than in the American ones. But in those towns, it was very prevalent, and the question arose, how is it possible to eat vegetables? It's impossible. because unless you will inspect by the light of the sun and with a magnifying glass every leaf, well, that's it's impossible. So because of that, the poskim were looking for a tailing, because it would have been a great hardship, I mean, to inspect every leaf of a vegetable. Now we have our halacha, the barely achilu barely the bottle. So if there is one little tiny bug, so then it doesn't become bottle, achilu barely. So there are various books. So the Kresu Kresi mentioned one kule, and the Biankele Kalina and Mishkenes Yaakov mentioned another kule, and the Ochashulcho mentioned another kule. At that time it was mentioned that the best kule is the Ochashulcho. The other kules, you know, are big kules. But the Hashulchan is very, very reasonable. Now, what does the Kresu Prince say? The Kresu Prince says, in view of the fact that there is a hardship situation, in other words, so it will mean the alternative will be not to eat vegetables. Not to eat vegetables. Or not to eat noodles. I mean, all these products where bugs are very likely to be, you know. So, in which bugs are likely to be present. So it's a hardship situation, and there is a halacha. Kidai hu Rav Shimon lismichol al bishasakrak. Kidai hu Rav Shimon lismichol, that in any Indian derabono, so we can rely on Ishitas Yochit. If it's a shayla in the derabono, so we can rely on Ishitas Yochit. So there is the shita of the Rash in Truma, and the shita of the Rashbo. On the basis of the Yerushalmi, that even though barley is not bottled, so it's not bottled with shishim, but in 960 it is bottled. That's based upon the Mishneh Perik Ches, Perik Tes, Perik Yud of Trumas, I don't remember, in Truma. So in the Yerushalmi. So we most Rishonim don't pass in like the Rash and the Rashbo. And they say that barley are full of barley for the bottle. And even 10,000, and even 100,000. But the sheet of the Rash and the Rashbo is that it's not bottled with shishim barley, but in 960 measures, so it is bottled. Now, a little tiny bug, which is almost microscopic, not exactly microscopic, but almost microscopic, so his book is, has more than 960 measures of ether, negative the size of the little tiny bug. So the mele, that's a cool. So the crazy place says, of course, the Shechonor doesn't pass like that, but Kedayu Rav Shimon Nismechol of Ishasatrak in Idrabono, and this is, of course, the great Ishasatrak, because the alternative would mean that we cannot eat vegetables, or spend 10 hours every day looking over all the vegetables. So that's a big Ishasatrak. So, and the crazy place shipping is like the Chacham Tzvi, even though the Chazanish is chilek on it, but the crazy place shita is like the Chacham Tzvi, that Kedayu Rav Shimon Nismechol of Ishasatrak applies even to a case where the Shitas Yochit is contrary to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and Ramo. Because here, the Psak of the Mechaber and the Ramo is that barely after the barrel of the bottle. Not that it's not bottle in Shishim, but 960 measures it is. That's the crazy place it's called. It's a big kule. It's a kule only to be applied because of the Shasatrak situation. Otherwise, the crazy place he wouldn't mention. Then Rabbi Yaakov Kalina mentions another big chiddush, and he says that when we say barley is not bottle, why is it? Because the barley is in the bachoshes. So it's not bottle. So it's only if the barley, if it hadn't been mured, let's say in noodles or in lettuce, so then it would be visible. But if the barley is so tiny, almost microscopic, that even if it hadn't been mured, one would have to look very carefully in order to notice it, then it's not in a bachosh. That's a nuchidus. And these bugs are so tiny that even if not in a mixed state, they would hardly be noticeable. So maybe they're not considered as a davachoshu, so maybe they're people. Alright. But the best kule is the shita of davachoshu. And I mention it here, because this Ramon, on the surface, says what davachoshu is. except that the Gro has another pshat in Ramah. So the Ohr HaShulchan says that when do we say that Berye is not Boto? If the Berye is the kind of Berye, a philodelphic Boto, that is not so lach, that has an enjoyable taste. An enjoyable taste. So then, so let's say a Neif Tomei was mixed up. A Neif Tomei was mixed up. A bird that is one of the birds that I've made was mixed up with 1,000 aphids that are in. So if you don't have a bottle, you cannot eat any of the birds of the aphids in that arrows. So the if tomei by itself is all lachy. But so maybe it's not a choshev. Mashim king, a little bug, a little tiny insect, a bug, is a whole lachy. It's not whole lachy like that. But there is a special drasak also that if somebody eats an ant, an insect, so is Chayav Malkus, even though on the basis of the general principle of so something that is not all achilas odom is heter. So then, if somebody would eat ants, insects of all kinds, bugs of all kinds, it's olach mikore. It's not all achile. He should not be even a misa. But the answer is, but the Torah has a lab. A lab, five lab, the Gemara Makkah says that if one eats an insect, an ant, so it's chayav five malkes. Chayav malkes in yitush. So, but yitush is not all achilas gea. Which human being will eat ants? The answer is, here there is a special drasak also, that even though it's not ruah lachilas gea, it's still osa. Alright, so that applies to the be'en of ants, of bugs. Even though they're not ruah lachilas gea, but the Torah has on it, so it's higher malkes. But Mashim came where there is people who have midrash. But the Chachomim were misaken that the Berye is a Gavachoshu, Mimele Bitu Shlan Vishayach. So that Akonis Chachomim applies only to a Berye that is by itself Rolach. But a Berye, like a little bug, that Nafshi Shalodom Kotsom Lechloisom. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in here says that if a Jew is addicted to eating of shkotzim or mosim, he has a din of the mumalachas. Because which normal human being would enjoy eating shkotzim or mosim? So if he does eat, he chose that he is doing it to spite the Torah, so he has a din of the mumalachas. So like this, it shouldn't even be also bachile, because it's in the royal achilas gear. But there is a special drasakosu, there is a law against achilas shkotzim or mosim. But this drabono, which is based upon the Lachoshuv, that it at the level of the bottle applies only to a barrier, like an if tomei that was misari with 1,000 aphids daily, where it's all lachile, but where the barrier, like a little ant, a little bug, so that is not all lachile, nafshi shalodom mikotzom lachloson. But so the bear is also there is a lot that I say, so it's higher five malkes. But when there is people with I say, then the Chachamim don't say that a barely a little bug is a Gavachoshul and a few of the bug. Now, this heter of the Hashulchan is the best heter. Now, but you see, the Dramo says it. The Peli is as why the Hashulchan doesn't mention the Dramo says it. He mentions that it's his own Chidesh. But Dramo says it here. Mi udvor machshuv in ki barely. Oy kayitzbo in dem kum in bi atsmon ava pishe peg mi matapshil in dem teil im apil ubel doesn't he say mi u dvor machshiv in kibarye oy kayitzbo im in dem kum in bi atsmon ava pishe peg mi matapshil in dem teil ubel because the earlier bottle but he limits it, he says im in dem kum in bi atsmon the implication being but if the barrier is spoken by atsmon then it's a ruach mikorei, it's not rol achile. Is a little bug rol achile? Which civilized person will eat bugs? So it's not rol achile. So then it is bottle. So the Ramo says it. from Moses. So you see in the Pisrei Tshuveh, so he mentions a Tshuveh of the Ponimi race, Chilik Beitz, Simen Samar Zayin, Chilik Al Ramo Bezeh. The last line, the Pisrei Tshuveh, you know it's Aleph. We say the Gamkei, the Berliah, to the Guba Beatzmo, Eid of Teir. The basic real Simen Kuv, Sipkot in Gimel, the Hiskim in the Agoyim Bal Chavisyoi. So the Chavisyoi and the Ponemirites, they mention Ramo, and they are both Chelikai. But that means that they both assumed that the Chidesh mentioned by Lor Hashulchan is mentioned by Ramo, by Rosh Ramo. So of course that's it. The Ramo passes like that, so it's certainly, even if it hadn't been a Shasatcha, so it would be a basis to rely on. The only thing is, while the Ponemirites and the Chavisyoi, they both assume that that's the Pshat in Ramo, and that's the plain meaning of the Ramo, the plain meaning. They look into the Gor. How the Gor explains it? Osbeis, Mio, Vorem Achshuvim Kibberi, Oy Kayetzibo, in an Umbrumim Beatzim, in an Umbrumim Beatzim, Kotarim Ma'u, Ibatu Atzmusof, Uch Meshekosu Bissimen Kuf, that will bring me out more in the tail. So he says, even you shouldn't understand the Ramo, that Ramo is saying that only if they are not going to be more, then they become bottom. No, even in a case where it's pouring out more like a little bug, that Nafi Shalom is caught on the loch, it's not Rol Achille. So it's also in the bottle after the belly, because it's barely in the bottle. So what does the Ramo mean? Moshe Kosu, Sivdale, he means Simen Kuf, Sivdale, Ayushon, Vikam Ayre, Vibel Yechshubo, Kiginiftomi Shenisricho, Uchmei Shekosu, Niveilu, Uchmei Shenema, Niveilu, Oruyo, Ligea, Koru Niveilu, Da'atu Mochlom, Bifni Atzmon Poter, Moshe Kosu, Varambam, Perikidale. So he says, but Ramo means, when he says, Miu Dvar Nachshu Nikibari, Oy Kayetzibo, Imeyem Gumin Beatzmon, he doesn't mean Lafuke, little bugs, that are not Rol Achille. No, little bugs that are not Rol Achille, since there is a special love in the Torah against the Achille of Shkotzim or Mosi, so it's a barrier like any other barrier. He means a barrier that originally was Rol Achille, let's say an Eiftome. An Eiftome, an Eiret, a raven. That's an Eiftome, it's Rol Achille, going meat. Ravens, going meat, eat ravens, an Eiftome, and then that Eiftome stayed in hot temperature for a long time, and then it started to smell and became very putrid. So then, even the Be'er is mutam in the eyes of Achil, because Nevelo she Neruyo Nigeah, and he called Nevelo. So that's the Aloche. Any Dovah Oseh that originally is edible, but if it becomes putrid, because it stayed under the sun for a long time, and it became very offensive, and people will not eat it, so then Midrais is mutam Achil. We don't have the Gzeras HaKosov. We have the Gzeras HaKosov only Ligabe Shkotzim or Mosim, which in their natural, normal state, they are not Rol Achille. And still the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat it. So that means that the Aloha of Nevi'o Shinuri Ligea doesn't apply to Shkotzim or Mosim. But in respect to barriers, where in the natural state, they are edible, like an Eiftome. But then it became Nisrach. So then it becomes, the then itself becomes mutabachile. So, midraise. So midrabonu we're not allowed to eat, even an eiftome that was nisrach. But if that eiftome that was nisrach was mixed with rov, so then it becomes what? So this is what Ramo has reference to when he says, Imeyam gumin beatzmon, lafuke, if it is an eiftome that is subject to the aloche of Nevi'o Shimuru Yerigeri Nikol Nevi'o. If that became Yisrach, Masha'im came, if it is the kind of a barrier that it's in its natural state, it's not Rol Achille. So that means that the Torah has of it, in spite of the fact that is not halachic, like a little bug, an insect, an ant. So then, even if it's mixed, so I feel better with it. So that's an old thing about Pshat. And the Pashtes of the Lashon of the Ramor is not the way the Beir Hagro explains it, but it's the way the Panimiris and Chavos Yoyah understood Ramor. So anyway, so that means that the Kule of the Oruch HaShulchan is really the Mishnah of Ramor. And the Sefer Panimiris and Chavos Yoyah both understood the Ramor is saying that. Why didn't the Oruch HaShulchan say it? Did Ramor say so? So apparently the Oruch HaShulchan was so... The Oruch HaShulchan probably did not care in his days, so the Pesachei Tshuva was not printed in the text of the Panor. So the Oruch HaShulchan, but the Beir Hagro was printed. So in any way, he knew of the pshat that the Beir Hagro mentioned in the Ramor, so that's why he didn't attribute it to the Ramor, and he attributed it to himself. But actually, the Ramor says that.